on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
So the Victorian Form Preview on this Tuesday as Victoria's heatwave continues. It is a very hot day once again, racing at Bet365 Kilmore. It's a good four. The rail is out 3 metres for the entire circuit. Warren Huntley is here to find us all the winners. Morning, Woz. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
How will Kilmore play today in this very hot Melbourne afternoon?
Well, I'm assuming, as I was going into the last meeting, that it'd be an advantage to be somewhere near the speed, but the riders were pretty keen to get away from the inside last time, so they have moved the rail out 3 metres, and interestingly, I think they've sort of changed their irrigation pattern to some extent and not put as much water on as close to the meeting. So I'm thinking typical Kilmore, coming down that hill, the turn into the home straight, you don't necessarily want to be too far away from the speed, and wide sweeping runs at generally a disadvantage there.
All right, we're confident today. There's a few shorties.
Yeah, not a lot of meat on the bone, I don't think, Michael. So not a lot of value. Hopefully we found the right races.
All right, well, let's hope Mitch Freeman can help us out with a winner as well. He's got two really nice chances heading to Kilmore today. Morning, Mitch.
G'day, Michael. How are we?
Very well, mate. What can you tell us about Beautiful To Me, who makes its debut today in the first?
Yeah, she's a genuine short course horse, I think. She's sort of got that short course horse's attitude and everything she does would suggest that she sort of, you know, wants to get out of the gates and get running. And, she'll be competitive enough, but she does need to learn to harness it a little bit and probably just learn a bit more about racing, obviously. Not having been there before, but even at the jump out, she's just been a bit raw and a bit green.
All right, well, we'll watch for her today. She's a second favourite at $4.60 in the first. And then you've got, in race number six, the favourite here, Perisides. Any excuses last start?
Not really. Look, he's the sort of horse that you can only sort of do one thing on. You either go back or you go forward. You don't try and do more than one thing in a race. And I just think the other day, you know, Taylor's first sit on the horse, he went, you know, it was a little bit slow and then was probably in two minds for a couple of strides, and that just brought him undone and made him quite difficult for him to ride as well.
Only small field today then, so would you like to see him up on the speed?
Geordie will just have to make that decision, as I said. He can only make one move on him, and if he begins well and puts himself there, happy days, and if he doesn't, then he'll have to ride a quiet race and see if he can be strong at the finish.
Would you be backing either?
A little bit risky, just both of those horses, they're a little bit difficult to deal with, and it's probably a bit of a specialist track, so I won't be backing either, but I'll be hoping that one of them can get a result.
What about tomorrow at Caulfield, race number seven, you've got Adamanian going around?
Yeah, he's going really good, didn't have a lot of luck the other day in this sort of a grade, and he'll put himself off on speed and make his presence felt, so we look forward to seeing him go around.
You got a few ended at the Valley in the remainder of the week. Is there anything else you like?
Look, I've got a horse debuting on Thursday night, but he's quite a nice horse, but we're going to appreciate a bit further. And then there's a few others that are going around that we've got an opinion of. But, it's just very competitive racing, and especially starting to see some of the autumn horses start to filter back through.
And I see you put Spirit of Gaylord in the All-Star noms. When do we get to see Spirit of Gaylord?
You'll see him about an hour and a half at the official trials at Geelong, and then probably going to run him on the 12th at the Autumn Stakes over 1400.
Good luck.
No worries. Good on you. Thank you.
Good on you, Mitch. Mitch Freeman joining us there. Keep an eye on those trials. You can live stream them on racing.com. I'm not sure, Warren, I've been on air. Have you kept an eye on any of those trials? How some of those nice horses like Surprise Baby and Invincible Girl went this morning?
I haven't, Michael. I've had a couple of other things on myself. We've got a Metropolitan meeting tomorrow that we've got to try and get the form done for at some stage. So I'll have to catch up on them when they're archived, which I'm sure will be later on today.
All right. Well, of course, tomorrow, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, it's a Saturday morning format, so you'll be on the punters panel from 8 o'clock as well for the full preview of the Australia Day meeting at Caulfield on the first word with Gareth Hall from 7 o'clock. But we need to build the bank today, Woz, so let's get stuck into the first race at Kilmore. And this race, as I try to refresh the app, jumps today at 1:30. It's a three-year-old maiden. Take out a number of scratchings today. One, 5, 7, 8, 15 and 16. Defrosted, first up, this campaign for Graham Begg is at $3.50. Beautiful to Me, Mitch Friedman. Just a little word of warning at $4.60. Nano Star, another first starter from the Archie Alexander Stables at $5. And then Bird of Dubai is at $6. Which way did you lean in the first?
I'm quite keen on Defrosted here, Michael. I thought her two runs to this stage of her career have been solid enough. Behind Umgawa and Devout Hero, so they were maidens of some depth. I like the way she's trialled up. I also like the fact that Graham Begg's deleted a tweet saying they were headed to Kyneton today with one runner, and now they know they're heading to Kilmore, because I just wanted to get to the right track, first of all. And I think she'll be really hard to beat. 9 for me, ahead of 11. Nano Star, gee, she looks a bit of a jump and run from what we've seen. The jump outs, just put herself right on the speed in a recent jump out. She got the pre-race earmuffs on for her debut. Like what I've seen from Screaming Diva also, she looks to have a nice action about her, the way she's trialled up for the Simon Zara stable. And I'll put Beautiful to Me in as next best. Mitch described her build-up, and he's obviously got a great handle on how she's progressing. I've seen her a little bit off the speed, a little bit on speed, she does look ready to go to the races and looks a bit of a natural short course type. And interesting runner, Castagna, those colours that are just about winning everything, been able to lure a number of the Tiger team to get involved there. Mike, you look at the ownership of Castagna and you'll see some of your favourite sportsmen involved there.
Oh,
so
really?
Hopefully he can be hitting the line strongly. Here we've got Jack Graham, Tommy Lynch, Kane Lambert, Nathan Broad involved there. So Dion Prestia, they've got a number of the boys involved in Castagna. So looking forward to seeing his career unfold.
Well, he'll be a tough, hard nut, Castagna, then. Johnny O'Neill getting the Richmond boys involved. Good luck to the team in the
first. I hope he goes straight, Michael. He might veer to the wrong side of the track. Or, you never know. Accuracy hasn't been the absolute strong point of Castagna today.
Keep him around the bend, not down the straight. Kilmore, race number 2, is over the 14.57. In this race, we can take out 7, 9 and 13 and 14. The favourite here is Lady Hampton, into $1.75, nice and short. Jason Warren, Dean Krongold, Frostwood at $4.40. Come On Eileen at $5, and then it's $13 and best for the remainder. Dean Krongold was on with the Brekkie boys this morning. This is what he had to say about Lady Hampton.
It looks a winnable race for her. It does look to be good speed in the race. She gets back. Hopefully they're running on today, but look, she's trained on nicely, and look, we expect her to run well.
Well, she's got the best form on the board, but you have to take a pretty tight quote here, Warren.
She's the one to beat on form. I'm just hoping that she doesn't have to be left with too much to do in the home straight. Went back and had a look at one of her jump outs, and she was in a terrific spot, showing a bit of speed in a jump out chasing Philosopher. So you'd like to think that she could hold a spot at 1400 metres here with the benefit of recent racing. So I'm with her clearly, 8 ahead of 4. Come On Eileen, who can be a bit slowly away, but gee, she found the line strongly last start. You know, some of the best closing sectionals of the day there, in particular of the race behind Queen of Sass. That form's held up quite well. 2 Frostwood probably rolls forward from that draw, gets on speed, gives a sight. If that's the way the track's playing, then Frostwood might be the one that those other two are having a trouble to chase down. I'll put 10 Tocoyo in his next best, who gets the blinkers on and was okay last start, hits this race third up, getting fitter. 8, 4, 2, 10.
8, 4, 2, and 10 in the second. Race number 3 is over 1,607 metres. Take out 7 and 8. Shoal Bay is the favourite here for Team Hayes, $2.25. James the Great, $3.80. Infraction, $6. Reckless Moon, $6. And then you're out to Bartolini at $6.50. Who are you with here, Warren?
Oh, I'm with James the Great. I'd like a slightly better price. I'd like to be backing James the Great each way, because I'm sure he'll roll across from that wider draw and either lead or be outside lead. Damien Lane riding with good hands, keeping him in a nice rhythm. Actually got headed, but I thought he kicked back well last start at Geelong, and that was a solid performance. They put a gap on the third and fourth place getters there, Disson Dot and James the Great, and just looks suited getting up in distance to me. So slight leaning to him. 11, Shoal Bay. She's not a big filly by any stretch of the imagination, but she's going well. She maps well from that draw. She should get every opportunity. Swap the winkers for the blinkers today, so she's deservedly hard in the market. 9, Reckless Moon. I was expecting a bit better last start. She might even be looking for a little bit further, but she ran okay around Ararat, but I thought she had her chance to blend into the race and and perhaps even win that race. And Absconded was too strong riding the speed there. So probably gets a run, maybe second or third pair, and will be strong to the line, you would think. Three Bartolini, who was okay on debut, still learning, I think, maybe a stayer in the making for the Chris Wallace stable, but better for that day at the races. And interesting, it can be a horses for courses track, as Mitch Friedman outlined to you, so the feedback must have been okay that you got around Kilmore quite well on debut, or I'm sure the Wallace stable would be looking for another track for him here, and he will be suited by the rising distance. 111.93.
111.93 in race number three. Kilmore, race number four, over 2,007 metres. It's a maiden. Take out 2, 6, 9 and 13. Foxy Gale's been well supported into $2.15. Prefer Us, $2.80. Silver Mane's at $4.60. Miss Sententia is at $8. And then it's $18 the rest. So top three, especially in the market, have been well found. There's not that much between them, but Foxy Gale for the Griffiths de Kock stable is the favourite.
And she deserves to be right up there near the top of the betting. She's got to prove herself out to the 2,000 metres, but a number of horses in this race are in the same category, and she's been racing well. She seemed to get round Kilmore quite well last time. I had a slight leaning, though, to number 12, Prefer Us. I thought she was strong to the line over a shorter course last start. I'm sure she will appreciate the rise in distance. McAvoy Stable have taken the winkers off here. It was a bunch finish, but she was really closing off well there, and I think she'll relish the rise in distance. 12 for me ahead of 10, Foxy Gale, who probably settles in front of Prefer Us in the run and should get every opportunity to run the trip out. 4, Silver Mane, conversely, comes back in distance. The run 2 starts ago at Yarra Valley was encouraging, and I think the drop back from the 2,400 metres last start looks a positive at this stage of the career based on that last run. And 8, Miss Sententia, might be next best. She's had a few tries, but she's nice and fit now. 12, 10, 4 and 8.
12, 10, 4 and 8 in race number 4 at Bet365. Kilmore, halfway through the card. We'll take a quick break. Back with the quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, racing at Bet365 Kilmore today. Warren Huntley finding us all of the winners, and we're up to the first leg of the quaddie, which is a benchmark 58 over 2,007 metres. We can scratch 6 and 7, and Vintage Diesel is the favourite. Ben Brisbane, Jamie Mott in the saddle, $2.25. Fort Charles, $5.50. Pride of Kinross, also $5.50, and then you're down to Stony Vista at $6.50. So, not a big field here, Warren. How many do we need in this first leg of the quaddie?
I think I'm putting 3 in the first leg, Michael. And I had no real confidence in this race, but Port Charles first up at 2,000 metres interests me a little bit. He's a promising young trainer, Alex Ray, and looks like he just doesn't want to burn runs at the 12, 14, 1600 metres, getting this horse into a race that he could be competitive in. I think he's been jumping out nicely enough and jump outs over 14 and 1200 metres. Recently, so he's had a good grounding to get back to the races. He hasn't won at less than 2,000 metres, and his other win came at 23.50. So I just think getting him into a suitable race, and he looks to have a good grounding, and I think he's got the ability to progress on beyond this grade, and hence his rating gives him 65 kilos here before the claim in the 58 grade. So I'm leaning to him. 1 ahead of 2, Vintage Diesel, who's got race fitness on his side. He was in a tactical three-horse race at Albury last start. He appeared to have his chance there, and he looked to have every opportunity to start before. He's going okay, but I don't want to take too short a price about him, but don't want him putting me out of the quaddie. Pride of Kinross was disappointing last start, but comes to this race with the benefit of a jump out between runs and the rise in distance. I think they're both positive indicators. And 9, Koala Ball, just stays down in the weights there with the claim for Sheridan Clark, might roll along on the speed and not get a lot of pressure, although I wouldn't be surprised to see Kierday getting fitter up there, just using his one-pace grinding style to try and get the best opportunity out of him today. I'm leaning on 1 ahead of 2, 5 and 9.
1 ahead of 2, 5 and 9 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 2, in this race we can take out, second leg of the quaddie, which is race number 6, we can take out 4 and 8. Parasites is the favourite at $2.40. Brazen Bully, $2.60. Burning the Clock, $5.50. Then you're down to New Orleans at $11. $11 for Golden Shamrock and Little Pickle at $12. Spoken to both Sam Friedman and Mitch Friedman, who have the two favourites. And both give them a chance, but they were far from bubbling with confidence. Who do you like in this race, Warren?
Yeah, I'm not bubbling with confidence either, Michael. Look, I'm leaning Brazen Bully. He hasn't won beyond 1,000 metres, but he's, when tested 1,100 metres, he's run well enough to think he could get away a race of this grade. I thought he did enough first up behind the superintendent, who then has run well in stronger company, got the tempo to suit, but closed off well the valley on Saturday. So a bit of a short-term tick for that form line, and I put the blinkers back on. So going to go with two, Brazen Bully. He had a one per se. He was just always in an awkward spot the way that race shut at Gawler last start. His win at Bendigo previously was solid. Just good to get that insight from Mitch Freeman. He's the sort of horse at this stage of his career, you've just got to, you know, make that one move on, either get him back and get him relaxed and finish off, or if you're getting forward, then you've got to, you know, continue on with that. So great insight from Mitch there. Michael, I put five Golden Shamrock in as next best. Just had a one-run preparation last start at Benalla and was able to win that. And had a jump out as recently as last Friday at Flemington, and another jump out leading into this preparation was encouraging. So I'm taking Golden Shamrock Insurance in multiple bet types, and six being the clock, I've got next best in the small field. 2-1-5-6.
2-1-5-6 in the second leg of the quaddy. Race number 7 is a benchmark 58 over 1,207 metres. In this race, we can take out 5 and another short price favourite here, Armed from the Danny O'Brien stable, into $1.70. Euphigenia's at $3.60. Valoid, $6.50. And Paris Gem, $10. Do we take this one out? Do you think 170 is about the right mark?
I think it's about the right mark, but I'm going to take Euphigenia just as insurance, who should get a lovely run from that inside draw, and they're the two. But it's not a great formula to take a short price about a horse coming off a maiden victory, but he's only going to benchmark 58 grade. He beat a smart horse in Chained, and they gapped the others, and they ran reasonable time, particularly late in the race, doing it, and his previous run behind Manhattan Force was solid enough. He just looks the right horse in the right race. For me, Armed, I think he should win again. 2, in a 3, Euphigenia, who's been kept on the fresh side, matched to get every opportunity to step up to 1,200 metres, looks a positive. 6-time 4, he's in the veteran category now, but he's racing well. He's come back well this preparation. He also matched to get every chance to at least maximise his finishing position for Valoid. Also kept on the fresh side since that win last start. This is stronger, particularly with the top two in the market. 2-3-6-4.
2-3-6-4 in the seventh, and the last of 8 jumps at 5 o'clock. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,607 metres. Take out 3, 6, 9, and 14. Multibano is at $4 for Kev Corson, so stable's just flying. Bomber's Kiss is at $4, equal favourite as well. And Zinyan is at, how do you pronounce that one, Warren? I'm terrible with these ones.
Zinyan.
Number 15, Zinyan. At $4.60, and then you're out to $4.80 Sacred Legacy. So, gee, this is an open way to end the quaddy. Are we loading up the last leg?
Yes, I think it's the most open race of the quaddy legs. Market's been a bit fluid in the last hour or so, and you get just about each way odds for Montalbano, and I thought that was a good way to play the race. It changed complexion with the scratching of Weave That Web just before the 7:30 deadline from that wider barrier today. And Mahia and Victory Chuckle also changed the market coming out this morning. So this has been a dynamic market, and even since scratchings have been finalised, it's changed a little bit. I'm happy to be with Montalbano each way, and if we're patient, the fluidity of the market continues, then we'll probably get each way odds at some stage. He's a last start winner. He'll make his own luck, and of the horses that are hard in the market, he's just going to get the right run. By this stage of the day, we'll have a good idea whether the inside of the track is holding up and leading is a reasonable spot to be. If it is, then I think Montalbano is a good bet each way. 2 for me, had a 4, Bomber's Kiss. Comes in a couple from that awkward draw with the scratchings. Horse is going well, just needs a good ride from that draw now. And the slow tempo of the race last start just made it almost impossible to make ground. So ran as well as the race shape would allow behind Rudy Rude last start, and did pull up with a slow recovery, trying to quicken late on that slow tempo. 12, Dante. I'm still one at odds that I want to throw in everything. Recent trial was encouraging. She's going to be better when she gets out over further. She's not a noted first-up runner, but I think she's trialled up well, and that somewhere around $41 is available this morning. I want her in the quaddy, and if I was playing multiples, I'd be including number 12, 7, Sacred Legacy, who's got to prove herself at this trip, but Matt Laurie's keen to step her up to the 1,600 metres third up. I don't want to be against her, and I'm including Xing Yun, who's been kept fresh since that winner Colac last start. So wide leg of the quaddy for me, Michael, on two each way at a 4.12 and 7.
All right, that could be a wide way to finish the day at Kilmore. What's the best way to play the meeting, do you think, Warren?
I think the best and the best of the relatively short price favourites is race 7. Number 2, Armed. I think he could be an anchor and can win again. Pretty keen on race 1, number 9, Defrosted, also to kick us off with a winner for the Graham Beck stable. Value's hard to find with race 8, number 2, Montalbano. Hopefully a bit closer for the each-way quote at some stage during betting. Quaddy for me, first leg, 1, 2 and 5. Those same numbers in the second leg, 1, 2 and 5. 2 and 3 in the third leg. Home in the last leg with 2, 4, 7, 12 and 15. And all up, win bet as the play of the day. Race 1, number 9, Defrosted. To race 7, number 2, Armed.
All right, let's build that bank for tomorrow. I won't get your selections or any early ones because we'll await that to be revealed on the punters panel. But overview of the meeting tomorrow, does it look punter friendly?
Gee, it's a small meeting for a metropolitan meeting, Michael.
Isn't it?
You know, some bigger fields later on in the program. But yeah, under 80 acceptors for the meeting overall. Only 8 races with a public holiday format, not the 9 of a Saturday. So that takes a bit of the numbers away from it. But yeah, intriguing heats. We kick off the heats of the Blue Diamond, small field for the boys. I'm looking forward to seeing Rampant Lion and Philosopher go around there. Small field, but I'm really looking forward to that first race and looking forward to seeing Lighthouse chase some more Black Typer. I think she's really in the zone, isn't she, for the Mara and Eustace stable.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It'll be a great day at Caulfield tomorrow. Good luck, good punting today, Warren.
Thanks, Michael.
Warren Huntley with his look at Bet365 at Kilmore.